China.
Marriage. Wedding vows. How the one-child policy changed Chinese nuptials.
Oversized cupids in pink furry outfits hand out heart-shaped balloons with I do written on them in English at a wedding-themed trade fair in Beijing. Vendors offer romantic photo shoots of couples underwater or at a racetrack, personalized wedding cigarettes, and biscuits with names such as Date and Fate. An emphasis on love is a new addition to Chinese weddings and shines a pink-filtered spotlight on social change. For centuries, marriage in China was about ensuring heirs for the groom's family. Ceremonies centered on the groom's kin. Couples kowtowed to the man's parents, but the woman's relatives were absent. Unusually, both the groom's and the bride's family exchanged money or goods. The more money changed hands, the more opulent the wedding. After it came to power in 1949, the Communist Party imposed frugality. Dowries consisted of necessities like bed linen or a bicycle. Guests brought their own food coupons. But since the 1980s, the extravagance of nuptials has matched the country's rise. Celebrations moved out of homes into hotels. Brides swapped traditional red dresses for white, flouncy, meringue-like ones. Some now wear both in sequence. A large industry has emerged to serve the 13 million couples who marry each year. Wedding planners are increasingly common, particularly in cities. A decade ago, Cosmo Bride, an American-owned lifestyle magazine, launched a Chinese language edition in China. An average wedding cost $12,000 in 2011, the latest year for which such data exist, the equivalent of more than 2 years' income for the average urban household. An increase in the average marriage age by 2.5 years since 1990 has given parents, who still usually pay for weddings despite the earning power of their children, more time to save up. The change in wedding frippery also reflects a fundamental shift in society. For the first time in the history of Chinese family life, the child, rather than ancestors or parents, is regarded as the center of the family, says Yan Yun-seung of the University of California, Los Angeles. Most newlyweds now are single children, born since the one-child policy was introduced more than 30 years ago. Parents have more to spend if they only have to fork out for one wedding. They usually share costs with the spouse-to-be's family. William Jankowiak of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, who has documented relationships in China for 30 years, says love plays a larger part in young people's lives, both in choice of partner and in their relationships with parents. Love is far more often spoken about. The result is evident in weddings, which now focus on the couple. Both sets of parents are represented, but their position is peripheral. Weddings often feature a day of wedding photos, shot before the event, with the couple in a range of outfits against romantic backgrounds, but with no family members.